We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A warning is made about the future of a key shopping street. A gaming firm bids for a warehouse centre, and the UEA is urged to step up plans to restore its iconic ziggurats.
An urgent plea has been issued for a prominent city centre site to be filled to stop a key shopping street's decline. Nick William from estate agents Arnold Key warned that if the former Wilko and Poundland shops in St Stephen Street remain empty, it could result in a further fall in people visiting the once bustling area. The huge empty buildings have been empty since the retailers moved out in June last year. The real estate expert said, "It is important to get these buildings occupied to ensure you have continued footfall on the high street. It is good to have a mix of retailers, and larger units like this attract anchor tenants, which increases footfall. It is important for the city centre commerce."
Youngsters took part in free football skills sessions in a city park as part of a summer initiative. The sessions at Slowbottom Park in Mile Cross were organised by Norwich City's Community Sports Foundation and Norwich City Council. The initiative, part of the wider Premier League Kicks programme, was funded by the authority to provide young people with more activities. Councillor Claire Kidman, Cabinet Member for Culture, Community and Wellbeing, said, "It's great to see so many local kids getting involved. Football is healthy and fun. It's a fantastic sport." The sessions, which are for people aged 8 to 18, are led by qualified coaches and youth workers. They aim to help participants build confidence, develop life skills and stay active.
A gaming firm is looking for planning permission to use an industrial warehouse in the city as a gaming centre. Zatu Games hopes that the council will approve its retrospective plans so that it can continue to use the facilities as a space for eager gamers. The company sells both board games and computer games to customers based in the UK and to more than 70 other countries, including the USA, France and Germany. In Barnard Road, Zatu's gaming centre is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday. Zatu hosts regular trading card tournaments with plans to expand into board games and miniatures this year. The company has also announced that it will be taking over a 32,000 square foot warehouse in Shipden near Dereham. Located at Shipden Airfield Industrial Estate, the warehouse is a fulfillment and distribution centre for the company.
Hundreds of runners took part in the latest Norwich Park Run. The 716th event took place with 626 completing the course in Eaton Park. Of those, 113 were first-timers, including 23 doing their first-ever park run. 94 people achieved personal bests on the day. Among the participants, Alfie Chadwick marked his 100th park run, while Steph Simpson and Roger Eglin, both known for their roles as Finnish token experts, celebrated their 100th time volunteering. James Cuthbert also joined in the fun as part of his stag weekend celebrations. The smooth running of the event was ensured by a team of high-vis heroes. The organisers have extended their gratitude to all volunteers and have announced that there are still spaces on the volunteer rosters for the coming weeks. People interested in volunteering can get in touch at norwich@parkrun.com.
The Norfolk and Suffolk Terrace at the UEA, best known as the Ziggurats, was taken out of use 2 years ago following a sudden change in legislation about RAC, reinstated, autoclaved, aerated concrete buildings. Since then, the buildings have sat empty while remedial work has been carried out. Now, Civic Watchdog, the Norwich Society, has urged bosses to ramp up plans to bring the buildings back into use. University bosses revealed that they will be going out to tender for designers to put forward proposals for the ziggurats, but warned it is very early in the process. The ziggurats were built and designed by Dennis Lasden and are designated as Grade 2 listed, meaning any changes must be carried out sympathetically, preserving original designs. This makes it increasingly difficult for adaptations to be made.
It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.